two developments. I was going to spend some time on this today. I had such topics involved with the Rutgers basketball coach as, should Mike Rice be killed? That was one of the topics. LeBron and Ray Allen weigh in on Mike Rice. The AD instantly regretted talking to ESPN, me bets. That's the way I wrote it out.
I'm pretty proud of you for reading this as is.
Chris Christie, fat man of action, weighs in also. No pun intended.
Pun intended.
Chris Christie is a man of action. I've never seen a guy who clearly is more sedentary in his everyday life be more man of action. He called out the U.S. government for not moving fast enough with FEMA relief after the whole hurricane winter
storm. Sandy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's got big guts.
Cojones.
I was going to go with guts because he's kind of...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure.
Pun intended.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm making the cojones picture for you, Chris, but I want you to say guts.
Guts.
And then they said, well, here's a kid that stuck up for him. And they read a text or a quote or a tweet or an email or whatever from some kid that said, oh, you know, we understood him. We didn't fear him. We understood him. I said, well, yeah, that's Stockholm syndrome, okay? That's, I love my captors. They fed me fresh bread, and they only beat me 3 times a week. It was fantastic. Of all the times I've been kidnapped and locked in a basement, it was the best ever. The guy had all kinds of neat moths, and he had a cute little dog named Precious. It was a poodle. I mean, come on, man. Don't be sticking up for this dude. The guy should have been fired. I applaud Rutgers for doing the right thing too late.
Yes.
We'll get back into this in a second. I'm going to run through these calls real quick. But I want to get back into this because there is – and again, you know what? I'm just going to finish my thought while I'm on my little rant here. Mike Rice should not be killed. I commend Mike Rice for one thing and one thing only. He came out today, and like a man after he was fired, puffed. He stood out there, and he took the beating, took the public ridicule.
In his own neighborhood.
Yes, and he did it the right way.
Yeah.
He didn't wait on his mea culpa. He didn't take 3 months and then have a reporter come to his house and fake cry. He took it like a man. Not talking about Bobby Petrino, as far as you know.
Of course not.
He took it like a man. I respect that. Now, what he did was egregious. What he did was unacceptable. What he did was unforgivable as far as keeping that job. Now, I think he can apologize like he did. I think he can continue to do what he needs to do, which is obviously he needs a lot of therapy. But clearly he knows basketball. You don't get to a position like that if you don't. And I hope he gets another job down the road. I will say this. If I had found out that he was doing that to my kid, I would have been taking a flight to New Jersey and I would have beat the heck out of Mike Rice or died trying. No way to treat kids. And if you missed it, he was throwing balls at their heads. He was throwing balls at their chest. He was throwing balls at their cojones. He was pushing them. He was dog cussing them. He was, which, you know, again.
I mean, that's
yes,
coaching
it is,
to an extent.
Except for the part where you get to the homophobic slurs.
Yes.
That's probably not okay. You're crossing all sorts of lines there. He did a lot of things that nobody would ever accept their kid going through. I'm all for tough love. And I've said before. In most situations, for most of what happened, the choking, the kicking, those kinds of things I couldn't put up with. But in general, as far as the mental toughness and the difficulty of playing for him, I would have let my kid play for Bobby Knight. I would have been okay with that.
Petrino?
This guy crossed the line. Yes, in a way that Petrino never even did.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. The other part of it is this Tim Pernetti guy, the AD at Rutgers. Now, yesterday, I commend him to some degree for going on outside the lines. And as much as I can't stand that little weasel, Jeremy Schapp, he is the perfect guy to be in that role who just keeps needling someone who did wrong. And Pernetti was trying to say, look, we suspended him for three. He kept saying 3 months or 3 weeks. Well, it was 3 games, basically.
Yeah.
It was 3 week period and the deadest period of the year, obviously, because he only missed 3 games.
It was
okay,
December.
So he didn't get to go to practices either. Well, clearly that was a good thing. If he'd have missed a few more practices, he might still have his job.
Best practices those kids have been in a while.
And then he kept saying, well, he goes, I don't appreciate you insinuating we didn't do enough or whatever. He said, inactivity or what he said.
Fine 50 grand.
Yeah, $550,000 plus a suspension. Yeah. He said, basically, you know, if we hadn't done something, we wouldn't have done anything. And I'm like, well, no, you could have gone way further. You could have suspended him for half a season or a whole season. He could have fined him his entire salary for the year.
Or fired him when he saw the video. I mean.
Precisely. This is one of those things where it's like, he said first offense. Well, look, it was a first offense. There was also second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, all on tape.
Yeah, different instances. That
exactly.
was the thing. And it was clear because he was wearing different outfits.
I was to say, either that or
unless
he was changing clothes every 10 minutes because he was all sweaty from getting so fired up at his kids.
And from hitting kids.
But my thing is, if I'm the president of the college, whoever makes that call, and if it's the board of trustees or who makes this decision.
Yeah. Keep the cameras out of the practices, right?
Wrong, big baby. That's the wrong turn. You took a left at Albuquerque.
Sorry.
Tim Pernetti should be fired. Tim Pernetti should be let go. I can't have a guy with judgment that poor being my athletic director. I would fire the AD today because anybody who says, well, we'll slap him on the wrist and give him a little fine, it'll be okay. No. anybody who thinks that is somebody you can keep on staff is too stupid to work for me. So Tim Pernetti, who instantly regretted, I'm sure, yesterday going on Outside the Lines, knowing there was a whole crap storm about to rise up around him, he should be fired for being too stupid to be in the position he's in.
And he did a disservice to himself big time when he stood up for him. If he would have handled this months ago, it happened last summer, too.
Right.
And this story is just coming to light now for reasons I don't understand.
Let me base it this way. He did a quote-unquote lengthy investigation and talked to and spent quote-unquote hundreds of hours talking to people involved in the case. You know why this just came to fruition?
Someone found out outside.
Somebody found out there was tape, Chris.
Exactly.
Somebody found out there was tape. That's why there was actually action taken.
Well, you know, another thing, too, is I was talking to some people at the station this morning. We were debating about in the newsroom. Some were on the side of, hey, this is coaching. This happens. And I think this is the farthest extreme. I'm okay with my kid being mentally put to the test, like you said.
But I don't
throw
have a
ball. I don't even mind when coaches grab a face mask. That
I don't
happens.
I don't have a problem with them locking it in a closet like Leach's kid, like Leach did to.
He had a concussion. They were trying to help the light thing.
What was the kid's name?
The dude from ESPN. Come on.
Just, I can't think.
Yeah, you know,
James. Craig James.
Yes,
Craig James. Anyway.
Yeah, but when you look at the video, this is an extreme of what he was doing, and I don't know if it's fixable. That's his coaching style. I don't know if that's something where you can just go back and say, all right, I'm over it, I'm done. He needs serious anger management issue classes.
No doubt. But Chris, here's the thing: I don't believe anybody you should wash your hands of and kick him to the curb. I mean, I think sometimes good guys do bad things, and I mean, this guy had to do some good things along the way to get to where he is. I mean, you can't just be a jerk all the time, and it's like Eddie Murphy. You know, I was talking about how Bill Cosby got on him for cussing. And
yes.
I don't come out
I would
and just
like to talk to you.
I don't come out and go Phil Flarn, Flarn, Phil, screw you and have a good
and that's
night.
The show.
Yeah, I mean, there's more to it than just that. I'm sure there was more to it than this guy just coming out, kicking his players, pushing his players, throwing balls at their heads, and dog cussing him and throwing homosexual slurs at him. So I think this guy can find some level of redemption. Maybe at the high school level, maybe it'll be a small college level.
But how do you hire him after this? Time has to heal this a long time.
Absolutely, Chris. But I'm telling you, 6 months from now, next season rolls around, high school coach opportunity comes up, and I'm an AD. If I have a lengthy conversation with him and I see the guy up there that's out there and clearly was apologetic and responded in the right way in a quick fashion and didn't do the safe thing and talk to his attorneys first and do all that crap, he came out and said, look, I'm a man, made a huge mistake, I let my family down, I apologize to everybody involved in this, I can hire that guy.
I know we're society of second chances, but I just don't see how, especially a high school on the high school level, you're going to tell me these parents are going to be like, oh yeah, you can throw basketballs at my kid, you can hit my kid in high school, an underage kid?
No, Chris. You have a zero tolerance contract and you say, look.
So you're going to have someone out there monitoring him every practice?
Absolutely.
Okay. So that's more work that you have to. Okay.
No, I have an assistant coach that's going to say, I'm going to say, look, you're going to report to me. And I'm going to tell him, look, this assistant coach is going to report back to me. And if I find out you're doing anything like what you did there, you're going to be canned immediately. There will be no questions asked. But I'm going to give you an opportunity.
So what if it happens one time? One time, and it's a no-tolerance policy.
You throw one ball at a kid,
one
you're
ball.
Out.
But that's the extent. What if you lay your hands on a kid?
If you push a kid like you did there,
you're out.
You're automatic. Out.
Okay, automatic.
Because here's
so
the thing.
So then you look like an idiot, though, if you do that, because you hired the guy, and then if it happens again, you look like the idiot. Yes, you do.
Part of it is I got to talk to the school board and the parents, but my thing is I believe in second chances. I think most people do.
I do,
second
too.
Second of all, I'm getting a Division I major college coach to coach my high school team, which winning isn't the most important thing, but I think everybody can learn a valuable lesson through this.
Winning is the most important thing. It takes care of everything, according to Nike.
Yeah, not at the high school level, though. So my point is, I'm getting a great coach. He's getting a second chance. It is the Norman Dale situation. Why did Norman Dale get fired? Norman Dale got fired because of the fact that he hit a kid. That was the whole story behind that. That's why he got let go.
Way to get him fired up like that.
That's why he got let go in the middle of that situation. He got fired because he hit a kid. That was the story. Remember? Barbara Hershey reads the story, and he struck a kid, and that's why he was let go. She was about to read the story at the school board meeting when Jimmy stood up and said, coach goes, I go. Coach stays, I play. They said, recount. That was the same deal. Norman Dell deserved a second chance. He got it. This could be the Hoosier story.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think a high school's. I don't think, especially a,
you sit
a,
up there,
a public high
in
school,
your ivory tower,
a public high
judging
school,
others and saying, "Screw you! You made a mistake. You can't ever come back from it."
It wasn't just once, though. It'd be different if it was once. It was clearly multiple occasions. This is something that has been. He was a repeat offender, even if he wasn't disciplined for it until after he did all those.
Okay,
instances.
What if he told you his dad sexually abused him and his father put cigarettes out on him as a kid?
He just needs to find a new profession.
Why?
Maybe be a TV agent. He could be the next Ari Gold. He could be a radio host. be like you and do rants on air right now.
How dare you compare me to this guy?
Verbally.
I have never, ever abused a child.
No. Not physically.
No.
Mentally.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Exactly.
You said that was okay.
No.
I didn't use a sexual slur against him or a homosexual slur against him.
You shouldn't.
I never dog cussed him.
You shouldn't.
I didn't. I mean, got onto him pretty heavy, but seriously.
No video evidence yet.
I'm just saying, what if this guy has something in his background where he was psychologically scarred?
Well, he needs help.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's fine.
Okay, 6 months from now, if he gets help,
so you still want to be a coach, though?
Yes, he deserves to be a coach. Why not? It's not like he molested somebody.
I understand that.
He's infinitely more hireable.
How are you going to get the parents of these kids, in high school especially, to sign off on this?
Okay, small college?
Maybe.
So you're saying—
Private.
NAIA?
Maybe.
D3?
There's a chance, but when you bring up high school, I think it's a different level.
Is there a D4?
What about intramurals? I mean, can we go there?
I don't think they have coaches. I think he will get a D3 job.
Get one.
I bet he'll get an NAIA job, D3 job.
His next job will make headlines, for sure.
But you know what? Again, I think he did exactly the right thing from a PR standpoint. I applaud the guy for coming out.
I do applaud him for
that.
And
I respect that. Because everybody makes
mistakes.
He owned
up to it. He owned up to it immediately. Well, he kind of has to, though, at the same time. There's no hiding. What else is he going to say?
He could just sit behind and go, well, I'm never going to coach again. That's over.
Yeah. Well, he might need to consider that.
Well, look, here's the thing. Maybe they could package it and they could hire him and they could say, oh, our new AD is the idiot that kept him on staff. And man, we got a Division I AD, too, to run the sports program here at our high school.
Well, he's
got
to feel good about his AD kind of going to bat to him. That does say a lot about their maybe relationship, their friendship. For his AD not to want to take immediate action, because that was NCAA slow action that they took on this. Really sad to see him go almost a year without this surfacing. That just shows you the AD. I don't care what kind of internal investigation you have going on. If you can't figure something out in that amount of time after seeing that video or hearing from those kids.
The one thing I don't know is when was the actual suspension?
The actual suspension, I don't know if it happened preseason.
It must have happened in the early going.
Or immediately once they saw it, and then they said, okay, we should spend the next 3 weeks, because it was really, tossed under the rug. 3 games, I know, 3 weeks.
He missed 3 games in 3 weeks, which is rare, because normally you'd have 5 or 6 games in that span.
But it was December, so they kind of spread him out a little
bit. Okay, so that was when it was.
It was December when he was suspended.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Okay. I thought you meant, I don't know if it was immediate, though. When they found out, I think is a question that I'd like to be answered. It might be. Let me know if it is.
They had the videotape. They talked to kids. They talked to other coaches. Eric Murdoch is the guy that blew the whistle, so that was part of it too. So,
okay.
I mean, there was a lengthy process that they went through. And as they said, this is the quote from the AD, hundreds of hours of investigative work.
How about months of investigative work?
Whatever.
Whatever they want to say.
Yeah.
They can spin it.
Anyway, I think Tim Pernetti should be fired, and I think this guy should get a second chance. Chris says, what do you say about Pernetti?
Pernetti will... He's not too much. He's not enough in the spotlight. Like, there's no video of Pernetti doing something like this, so he's going to get a second chance somewhere.
No, he's still hired.
Do I think he should be fired?
No, you're missing. No,
what do you say?
Pernetti's the AD. Should he be fired?
Should he be fired? Yes, I think he should be fired because this is way too slow of action. He did not handle this right. I don't think at all.
It was slow and it was inappropriate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and the fact that he defended him yesterday and then he fired him today. What does that say about an AD?
Should Mike Rice be rehired?
After a lot of counseling, I wouldn't do it. Personally, no. I wouldn't do it. Will he be?
New profession.
Probably.
You're saying he's got to get a new profession.
I think he should just go into a new profession.
What should he do?
What does he like to do? Maybe we should get him on the show and ask
him.
He might go on the show. He's very upfront with the media right now.
Maybe he could be an MMA. He's not going to be a basketball analyst.
Wrestling would be more his suit because he likes to throw objects. You're allowed to do that in wrestling.
He could be an insult comic. Like Jeff Ross, you know.
Hmm.
Motivational speaker might be out of his realm. I would go ahead and cross that one off the list.
We can all agree, though, these kids need to toughen up, so we're all on the same page on that.
Big baby.
Okay, sorry.
I'm going to shut your mic off. All right, so what do you think about this, everybody? I mean, clearly, Chris and I do not see eye to eye on this. I'm right, he's wrong. I mean, it happens all the time. Reasonable thought, talk to me.
Hey, good morning. I just want to ask you a quick question. Will this open the door up for other coaches that have performed abuse on players verbally and physically? And second question, with Bobby Knight, who is the king of bipolar, is it that he has such a great record that people overlook his verbal and physical abuse because he did perform physical abuse on many players?
Well, not many players. He choked one kid and he kicked another one.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he didn't perform as bad of abuse.
Good point.
As such, but abuse is abuse. Will people look at his record and look at what he's done before? Because throughout his career, he's been praised on movies, commercials, for his aggression. And so my question is, will people start looking into past coaches, coaches that are doing that now, and will this just open a whole can of worms? And hey, guys, keep it up.
Appreciate the call. I heard somebody quote, and I don't know where it came from. It may have been our morning show, or I may have heard it on a national show. But they said Bobby Knight said I couldn't possibly get away with what I got away with in the 70s. I mean, times have changed, and yes, kids are more sensitive.
More accountability now.
There is,
yeah,
and that's probably a good thing. But again, I think the only thing you can't come back from as a coach is sexual abuse.
No,
that's something where you can't be around kids ever again.
It's a sickness, too. Yeah. I mean, that there's no way.
And I think clearly this guy has some anger management problems, but as a guy who's probably gotten a little too fired up on occasion, not anywhere close to that level, and certainly not with kids, I can understand that to some degree. I'm not in any way saying it's okay, but I do think this is something that can be forgivable and something that can be fixed. Chris doesn't agree. Jake.
Hey guys, what's going on?
What's happening?
Remember, what's up with you?
Hey, I think I'm a little bit opposite of you guys on this, man. And you know,
how can you be opposite of us? We disagree.
I'm on one side, he's on the other. What are you on, Jake?
I'm kind of in the middle, man. It's not really that big of a deal to me. I mean, I look at it like this, dude. You guys keep calling them kids. Once you, man, that's 18. If you're not a grown man, you're damn close.
They're in college,
you know?
Exactly.
Hey,
I agree.
Hey guys, 14 years as an MP, man. When I was 19 years old, I was over there. So
yeah, but Jake,
there ain't no difference. But I look at it like this: if a grown man wants to put his hands on my son has every right to defend himself and knock that dude out.
I don't disagree
now,
with that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Said, would that have gotten the coach fired? I don't know, but I don't have a problem with tough love. But if he wants me big enough to put his hands on someone that's probably an athlete bigger than him, whatever, mm-hmm. I'll tell my son. I don't have a son, but if I did, say hey, you know. It puts his hands on you in a way that makes you uncomfortable. He gets in your personal space. You take care of business. Because, I mean, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Why are we going to let this guy that's in a position of authority do that and let the kids just sit there and take it? Now, that being said, I really didn't see too much. Other than physically, I don't have a problem with him throwing the balls. I'll tell you that right now.
You don't?
Nope.
You're wrong.
Now, with him shoving or doing that kind of stuff, that's a different. That takes it to a new level.
Yeah, you're wrong. So, you're totally wrong on that, Jake. That's there's no argument there. That's absolutely not okay. It's not okay to throw a basketball at a kid's head in that setting.
It builds reflexes, Justin. Come on.
I'm being serious. I hope you're being. Are you being serious or are you joking around?
Hey, look, I don't know. Well,
you obviously have some problem with it.
I don't really have a problem with it.
Yeah. Well, these guys are kids, and I understand that we send kids, quote unquote, 18-year-old kids,
young adults,
to fight our wars for us, and I respect what they do. But this is no way to treat somebody. I would also not encourage my kid to hit back. What I would do is encourage my kid to tell me about it, and I would handle it. That's what
you would hit back.
I would probably hit back, but that's not their job. That's not the kid's position, and that to me is not the right thing to do either. And it's not going to solve anything.
But it's not the coach's position to put hands on the kid.
Well, sure, of course not.
If he's going to cross that line, the kid has every right to cross that line. Defending.
He does have every right, and I agree. But at the same time, you got to think these kids are young adults. Is now we're going to call them. They're on that team to play. They want to win. They want to sit there and have a shot at the next level. And they know if they lay their hands on a coach. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? That coach is either A, going to kick them off the team, fire, or get rid of them. Sit them on the bench, and then guess what? If they go to the AD without any of this video evidence, who's the AD going to believe?
Let me ask you this. Change that video up, and he starts doing that stuff to a kid, and the kid loses on him and goes off on him. What are you guys going to be saying about what that kid did?
The kid didn't do it, though, so it doesn't matter. What if? It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
if,
true. But
if my aunt had a sack, she'd be my uncle. What's your point?
True.
Okay.
I'm just saying that, I don't know. I guess that's what I would have told the kid to do. Man.
Well, I think that, okay. You know what? You might be the worst parent ever. Do you have any kids at all?
I have a 6-year-old daughter.
Okay, we got to work on you, man. Just saying. You got some issues. You got some anger management issues you need to work on, but I appreciate the call.
Word.
I think we all have anger management issues we need to work on.
I don't think in any way anybody benefits by the kid attacking the coach. Now, if the kid is protecting himself, if he feels like he's in danger or about to be injured,
threatened,
if he doesn't react,
yes,
that's fine. Okay, if a guy throws a basketball at your legs or your head.
You can't throw it back.
Well, you can. As much as it bothers you and as much as it's not appropriate, it doesn't help anything to do it back to
exactly
him. What I want my kid to do in that case is say, hey, Pops, and I go talk to the AD. I talk to the coach. The thing that amazes me is, and bothers me, two things. First of all, the whistleblower, the guy who was actually there, is a guy that got let go, and the AD kept saying, well, he wasn't fired. We just didn't renew his contract. Well, you fired him then, dumb. I mean, you let the guy go because he did something you didn't like, which was call attention to the fact that your coach is a moron. Second of all, what do you think would have happened if somebody else had blown the whistle? Probably it's the same exact thing, and if he had been a kid, I'm going to guess that, oh, your scholarship is conveniently not available for you anymore. Sorry. Thanks so much for coming.
These kids are scared to say something because guess what? Who are you going to believe? A young college kid or the face of your basketball program getting paid a couple million dollars at least. Mm-hmm. Who are you going to believe? Right. Me or your lying eyes? That's what they'd say.
Anyway.
Here we go.
Hey, that last caller is a restraining order waiting to happen. My gosh, that's another Arkansas Razorback dumb caller. Hey, the videotape doesn't lie, Justin, does it?
Nope.
The guy needs to be the new dodgeball coach at the university.
Do we have a team? There's a bowling team up at ASU.
Well, you know, that's ridiculous. That guy makes Bobby Knight and Woody Hayes looks like Mother Teresa. That is unreal what that guy did.
So would you hire him down the road? If he sought out help and he did the right things, in your opinion, would you hire him?
Yes, but I'd monitor and videotape every practice that he was in front of,
yes.
Without a doubt.
I think he should help himself immensely and change his name from Mike Rice to Mike Price. Nobody would ever catch on to that.
Yeah,
that guy's got a stellar reputation.
The second he does it, he is gone. But you can't change, you can't change that guy. It's impossible. You can't change him. It's bred into him. It's just, that's how he is. You know, and I think you got a little anger problems too, don't you?
When I have a very small amount of tolerance for things that are nonsensical.
Hey, Chris Kane, have you been approached by the program director there, or manager, whatever he's called, to be the co-host of The Zone? Because let me tell you something.
Only in the men's room.
According to AJ, you suck at tennis, but you're pretty good on the air, on the radio.
RJ?
RJ, AJ. Poor kid gets no respect. Old Billy Bob in the morning.
I take care of RJ and make sure that he never leaves a winner on the tennis court.
Well, you got to let that guy win every now and then. Come on, I mean... He's so, every time I talk to him, he's so, I just can't beat him.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he says, last time y'all played, you beat him 4-1. And I said, well, the one game was probably a courtesy game he gave you.
I have to help him out every now and then.
The fact that you're playing the best of five sets is amazing to me. I didn't figure RJ could get past three. The other thing is, no wonder he's begging me to come play tennis. He wants somebody he can beat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I'm going to work with RJ a little bit on that. So
you need to. Please do.
Yeah.
How about this?
Yeah.
How about you and me, Tiger Bait, against RJ and Chris Kane?
We'll do it. When do you want to do it?
I don't know. You got to carry me, though, because I'm awful.
Well,
I know you played college tennis.
He played.
We'll destroy him just like I destroyed Ira that day, the two-headed Ira.
You heard me.
Oh, my.
But let me tell you something, Chris. You do a great job on the radio. You can work your other gig, 4:30 to 7? And then rest up a little bit, and head to the station. Justin, you don't need to do this solo. You need somebody to.
I'm not doing it solo, Tiger Bait. I got guys like you to call in. I got guys like Chris Kane and Phil Elson, Christina LaCure, and others. We're all good.
Share the wealth.
I am sharing the wealth. Chris isn't here for cigars and cheeseburgers.
That would be nice.
I appreciate the call, my man.
Thank you, Tiger Bait.
I got LSU purple on for you today. It's more UCA purple, actually.
Yeah.
The live racing season at Oakland, Chris, is like 10 days away from coming to
a close.
I'm going
Friday.
It's a week from today, the Racing Festival of the South starts. And you know what the first race is? Fantasy Stakes. And it's
Tell me more.
You're in fantasy land if you think that this coach is not going to get hired somewhere. Racing Festival of the South, one of the most exciting weeks of racing in America. It starts next Wednesday. $400,000 purse. My wife has a 400.